A Jewish Journal article. Canadian radio station cuts ties with Polish program over allegations of antisemitism. On December 11, a Canadian radio station ended its relationship with Radio Maria, a Polish radio program based in Poland, due to allegations that the program promulgates antisemitic content. Matt Kane, vice president of CJMR 1320, a multicultural station that covers the Greater Toronto, sent a letter to the far-right Radio Maria stating that Father Jacek Sidzik, who represents the station, failed to give an adequate response to B'nai B'rith Canada's allegations of antisemitism against the station. Father Sidzik failed to acknowledge or refute the specific examples that B'nai B'rith Canada cited from credible institutions around the world, including Poland's own National Radio and Television Broadcasting Council, Kane wrote. CJMR has been provided with multiple examples of antisemitic statements made by guests and commentators on Radio Maria broadcasts and online publications. We have also had negative input about your program from the Anti-Defamation League and Jewish World Congress. He concluded that, despite our long business relationship, we believe that we have clear and overwhelming reasons to immediately cancel our contract. B'nai B'rith Canada CEO Michael Mostyn said in a statement, with this latest important development involving CJMR 1320's decision to cut its ties with Radio Maria's broadcasts, we're seeing further results of B'nai B'rith's efforts to combat the scourge of antisemitism in all of its manifestations. In a December 14 press release, B'nai B'rith Canada stated that the evidence they had sent to CJMR included conspiracy theories about imagined efforts by Jews to control Poland and exploit the Holocaust for personal gain, referring to Jews as greedy, and slandering Judaism as a religion of trade, among other forms of antisemitism and prejudice against other minorities. Additionally, the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Edmonton banned Radio Maria founder, Father Tadeusz Rajczyk, in October at the urging of Thomas Lukaszek, the former deputy premier of Alberta. The Canadian Jewish Record, CJR, reported, in on-air comments in 2016, Rajczyk lambasted synagogue-type behavior among some of his followers, and in private conversations, leaked to a Polish magazine said that then-Polish President Lech Kaczynski was taking orders from Jews. His radio station has also promoted Holocaust denial, with a guest in 2000 claiming that gas chambers at Auschwitz didn't exist. According to the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, in 2016, Radio Maria commentator Stanislaw Michalkiewicz accused the Jewish lobby of demonstrating its racial solidarity with the Ukrainian oligarchs and alleged that mischievous Jews were infiltrating left-wing political parties in Poland. The ADL also noted that in the same year, Poland's State Council of Radio and Television sanctioned Radio Maria for a show which alleged that United States senators were criticizing the Polish government because the senators were Jewish. Also that year, Poland's right-wing ruling Law and Justice Party funneled $7.5 million in subsidies to the Radio Maria, according to the ADL.